This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Let's go to B Money in Hayward. What's up, B Money? Thank you for the call.
Hey, what's up, Will? What's up, Dibs?
What's up?
Hey, you guys touched on it a minute ago, man, but I was just going to say that you definitely can't take a positive of Steph being hurt, but you can learn from it, and you definitely need more knockdown shooters around. I mean, with him gone, I mean, they were just, like you guys said, clogging the lanes and just baiting you guys into giving GP2 the corner threes and pause the wide open shots, knowing that he's struggling. I mean, game three, he hits half his shots, we win that game. And, you know, I think we got to draft better with trying to get bigs. I mean, we got a big this year, but it was more of a stretch big. We need a big that could bang. I mean, Randall's first bump on any one of our guys was setting him back two steps, and that's when he got beat up for a shot.
Yeah. No, I mean, you see it, and styles make fights. Thank you very much, B-Money. Appreciate it. Styles make fights, and so when the Warriors, who are size-challenged, there are certain players. I thought there were a couple of them in the Houston series, too.
Yep, Şengün.
Şengün, to a degree. Amen Thompson. Obviously, Steven Adams. I mean, when you get somebody who has that kind of physicality and force down low, it's going to be a matchup problem for the Warriors. However, I thought that they'd handled Julius Randle pretty well until last night. Until last night. And I don't see that as much as a Warriors problem as Randle was on. He was on. He was great. And when the greats of the game are on, you're going to have a hard time. I do sometimes watch Randle and wonder if that initial contact thing, I'm not saying all the time. Once in a while.
Let him knock you over.
That's an offensive foul. Like, no. He is dipping that shoulder and slamming into the defender.
You got to go down.
You do.
You got to go down. And yep. You got to go down hard. And if you do, then if you don't get the call, then he's got himself a dunk or an easy layup. So it's a slippery slope. And Draymond Green, say what you want about on-court histrionics, theatrics, and all the rest of it. One thing he's never been in my eyes is a flopper.
No, he doesn't want to do that.
No, he wants to square you up and defend you. And the problem with Randle is he's not just going to get you and back you down. That man had the three ball clicking. So now,
sure did.
I mean, what do? You got to go out and guard him. And that opens up the paint for Edwards to drive or other players to get to where you're big, usually Draymond, who's going to be on him. It becomes a tough cover.
They were brilliant.
Yeah.
The Randle and Edwards were brilliant. They were brilliant. TK in Petaluma. What's up, TK? Steve Kerr in a couple minutes. Hi, TK.
Hey, guys. How are you? First of all, I always enjoy the call. Second of all, when this season is over, I'm going to look back on it and be very happy about the way the season went, in spite of how I feel right now, which is, I think the biggest issue with this particular game was the beginning of the third quarter, as everyone said. And the thing that I won't understand is, and I know we talked about it, Kuminga being so hot at the end of the half and then sitting at the beginning of the third quarter, which is essentially where the game really got away. The other comment I would make is, did you hear the interview with Ant-Man after the game? And when they talked about the discussion they had at halftime, and the coach was basically telling them they were all playing like losers. My only point was, the first half, we were not seeing their best basketball. So basically, in the second half, we were basically seeing what their potential. They came out and really put the effort in, and that's when they just destroyed the zone. So I think in the first half they were playing a bit complacent, and they got amped up in the second half, and they came out and played a completely different ball game. And I think that was evident. And I think it wasn't what we did different; it was what they did different. We came out with the same zone. They destroyed it in the second half. So those are my comments, and I appreciate you guys taking my call.
Okay, TK, thank you. I mean,
one point of clarification:
go for it.
Kuminga came in the third, and the Warriors were down two. So he actually was out there for all of the 17-0 run that Minnesota put on the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, his plus-minus was not necessarily great. I mean, again, this is one of those games where I think you throw a lot of the box score out because the garbage time guys have this huge plus-minus because they all kind of came back. Kuminga was a minus 13. Jimmy Butler was a minus 30.
Yeah.
In a game that they only lost by 7.
But and Pods was minus 12 because he came out of the game in that third quarter for Kuminga, so he was not somebody who was a part of that. Or that's just what he was in the third.
Yeah,
I'm
he's
sorry.
Minus 9. Pods was only minus 9.
Yeah.
He was if you want to go by that, he was the best starter.
It's because he missed out on that 17-0
exactly,
run.
Exactly.
And that's where, you know, we can all weaponize plus minus, and we do, and we will continue to do so.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It can be, you got to at least acknowledge its quirks. All right, let's do it. He's here live from Minnesota. Very much appreciated after a day of travel out to the River Islands guest line. Time for Coach Kerr, presented by Great Clips. In sports, success is about team effort. And the same is true for your hair. Great Clips, it's going to be great, and brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supply, serving contractors, homeowners, and the community in Marin for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today. Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you guys?
We're doing good, man. We appreciate your time on a night like tonight. Game last night, travel today. We totally get it. I wonder what your initial reaction is to, you know, you said game two, you guys were kind of gathering information on building a new plan and what may work. Now you've tried to put that plan out there. What have you kind of learned from games three and four, and is that plan still evolving?
Well, the plan always continues to evolve, and you have to change some things as you go. I mean, you know, the Houston series was a great example of that. You just you keep plugging away, and things kind of morph, you have to adapt, and hopefully you get to a point where you can do what we did against Houston, which was eventually wear them down. So obviously we're in a tough spot now, being down 3-1, but we feel very strongly that we can come out and get a win tomorrow, and all it takes is one win, and the momentum of the series shifts.
What are some of the bright spots you look at from last night? And, you know, we've kind of been dwelling on the 17-0 run you gave up in the third, but when you look at things to build on from last night, what do you cite?
Well, I love the pace from Draymond. You know, I thought he really did a good job of pushing the ball, made or missed. And we had a lot of good possessions because Draymond pushed the ball, and we were able to get into things before they set up their defense. They made a lot of shots. I mean, I give Minnesota a ton of credit. They made some tough shots, some fadeaway threes, you know, at the end of the shot clock, some very difficult shots that allowed them to either keep us at bay or even, push ahead in the third quarter. So, but we've got to make them miss too. And I think our defense got disconnected there in the third quarter. And, so we see everything on tape. We feel like we can clean some things up. I don't think it's a massive game plan change. I can tell you that. It's a matter of us going out and just playing better.
Steve, there's no way around, you know, back-to-back home losses for the fans and everyone involved, you know, yourself included, of course, very, very deflating. How would you describe the mood of the team in the locker room last night and on the plane today?
Defiant, you know. I mean, this is a proud group, and it's a 7-game series for a reason. So, there's a lot of basketball to be played, so we're excited about tomorrow.
When you look at the pace, it seemed like, you know, pushing the pace was good in the first half and then kind of got away from it. Is that strategically something that you think that can give you an edge against a younger, more athletic Minnesota team?
We have to push the ball. I mean, just given, you know, where we are, you know, roster-wise without Steph, you know, with some of the lineups we're putting out there, we have to push the ball to create tempo and flatten the defense out and be able to attack early in the shot clock rather than late. So, yeah, that's definitely part of the plan.
Steve Kerr with us, Willard and Dibs, as he is every week on 95.7 The Game. Coach, we know an update is coming tomorrow, but sort of curious what the process is for Steph Curry. Like, what is he doing with you guys and on the side as he continues to work his way through this?
Yeah, well, that's the kind of the point of the update. So I appreciate you know, you asking the question, but I'll just hold off until the update tomorrow.
So nothing, you can't share anything specifically about like a ramp up, because you know normally there's a process to it of individual work and then 2-on-2. Is the timeline somewhat accelerated knowing that the end of the season could be near?
It doesn't work that way. You know, you don't rush these health decisions. And so Rick has been with Steph every single day, and they're rehabbing and working together, and you know, they're just plugging away. So tomorrow we'll have the update. I gave you as much as I could.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it,
totally
Steve. Any
fair.
Time we should look for the update. Does 8:30 work for you?
I wonder this, Coach, with regard to just the idea of losing a star. You know, we watched Boston now, unfortunately, go through this yesterday as well. You get it. The fans are emotional. They want everybody to just go out there and not miss a beat. Like, how prepared is an NBA team to lose a star?
Well, every case is different, of course. You know, every player is different, and every roster is different. So it's never an easy thing. I mean, there's a reason these guys make $40 million a year. You know, they're the only people on earth who can do what they do. And so it's very difficult, you know, to lose star players in the playoffs. But that doesn't mean you can't win, and we've proven that over the years. You know, Steph's missed a lot of playoff games over the years, and granted, we've had you know, we've had teams that were maybe deeper or younger or whatever, but we know the formula. You have to defend, you got to be really sharp, the margin for error is slim, and so you can't make mental errors. You've got to compete for 48, and that's the plan.
Not having Steph, does it change your approach offensively to where you don't look for as many threes and you become more of a two-oriented offense?
Well, we'd love to shoot a million threes, but it's just not easy to do that, you know, without Steph. Steph is our main shot creator, you know, just in terms of breaking the defense down, coming off pick and roll, generating rotations from the defense, and you know, that's the whole key. And if you want to get threes, you got to do it in transition. You got to, you know, break teams down, force a rotation, move the ball. And it's obviously much more difficult to do that without Steph. So we're probably not going to get as many threes without him, but we also feel like we can play a lot better than we did yesterday and generate more looks.
Coach, you mentioned about how the plan is always evolving every game. Can you take the fans through the process of how you're looking at Jonathan Kuminga, considering how well offensively he's played in this series? Was there any thought to, you know, moving up his entrance in the second half or anything like that?
Well, we did. We put him in. I think I took a timeout just under 9 minutes, and I didn't like what I was seeing, you know, to start the third. So I took a timeout and got him right in. And unfortunately, that group didn't do great. You know, we had it was a lineup we'd never played before. It was, I think, Draymond, Trace, Jimmy, and JK. So obviously not a traditional spacing lineup, but it was you know, our most athletic, biggest lineup, and we thought maybe we could get some stops because they were starting to dice us up there early in the third. And so it unfortunately didn't go well, but that doesn't mean, you know, we won't do something similar tomorrow in terms of, you know, changing the rotation or getting Jonathan in earlier or something like that.
Does his offensive skill set really have much more of a positive impact when he's more center in the offense, meaning, you know, stuff is run through him and he has more of a chance to have the ball and attack as opposed to playing off the ball?
Yeah, for sure. He's best when he has the ball in his hands, for sure.
Coach, I wonder about all just the role of all of these players. Like, can you put into words how different everybody's role is when Steph is not there?
Well, it just makes everything a little bit more difficult because of what we were just talking about, the rotations that are not being generated defensively for Minnesota. It means there's just going to be more possessions where you have to beat someone one-on-one. So that's kind of the game. That's the NBA game. And you take anybody's best player away, their main shot creator, and the exact same circumstances are going to happen, and then it's up to the players to really execute and to the staff to figure out lineup combinations to generate the best looks offensively.
Coach, I also, just watching him play last night on the other side of the ball there, Anthony Edwards, I was reminded, and we talked to you about it once before, the conversation that was caught on Court of Gold with you and Anthony Edwards, and it felt to me like you were almost insinuating to him at that time, like you have the ability to maybe be the best player in the NBA at some point. What are you watching with his evolution at age 23? Because he looked at times unstoppable last night.
Yeah, I mean, he's an electric athlete. He's unbelievably confident and skilled, and he's really kind of, I think, had a natural progression to this stardom where he is right now. I mean, he's been really good now the last few years, but he's now entering that, you know, that top 10 level of player. And this is where you really see it in the playoffs, you know, when the stakes are the highest and the defense is the toughest. When you see guys able to break down defenses in this setting, you know they're the best players in the league, and that's where Ant is right now. He's become that guy.
And the other side of it, unfortunately, is Brandon Podziemski, 4 for his last 24, and you talked earlier in the year about a crisis of confidence. Where is he right now after the last couple of games in terms of, you know, having the faith in his shot?
Well, the confidence in the shot right now is not there, but let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player, and every game you look at the plus minus at the end of the game, and he's at or near the top for our team. So he does so many other things besides shoot that are crucial for us. He's still going to be out there. That's why I'm still playing him as much as I am, despite his shooting struggles. He's a crucial player for us, and these are great experiences for him, you know, to go through and to learn from, and I'm confident in his ability to get past this shooting funk and have a big game tomorrow, because he's got a lot of confidence in himself.
Steve, I wonder if you'd expand on that, because I know you get it. Fans, we're sitting there watching on TV, and there's only so many things, the intricacies of the game that we see. And so our listeners, our callers today, there's a lot of frustration around Brandon Podziemski, and people are wondering why his minutes don't go down. Can you speak a little further to some of the specifics that he does that for you keep him in the game?
He reads the game. He handles the ball. He passes. He's a great rebounder. He sees things defensively, so he's always in the right spot. The game just connects when he's out there. It just makes a lot of sense for the rest of the group. And that doesn't mean he's perfect, but he does a lot of things that just make the game make sense. And not every player does that, frankly. So Brandon, despite his shooting struggles, continues to connect lineups and make good basketball plays. And that those are the things that help you win.
Yeah, 4 steals last night as well. And, you know, as you look at the box score and you watch the game. One thing that stands out to me, Coach, is Jimmy Butler, just 9 shots last night. It looked like he might be a little tired. I don't know if he was under the weather. Could it be that all of these heavy minutes and, you know, game after game after game, is it starting to catch up to Jimmy?
Well, he was under the weather last night. He really was not feeling well, and I think that definitely impacted him. But I think it was good that the fact that he only played 34 minutes. He's been up over 40 several times in the postseason, and last night obviously the game didn't go our way, but nobody got overloaded, and I think everybody will be ready to go tomorrow. And I know who Jimmy is. Everyone knows who Jimmy is. He's one of the great playoff performers, and I expect him to have a big game tomorrow.
Coach, I'm not going to lie to you. It must be the emotions of the playoffs, but this challenge system that the NBA has got right now, I'm finding very, very frustrating. And I wonder, specifically the idea that basically if you challenge one time and then other people decide that you're wrong, then that's it. You have no recourse anymore the rest of the game. How do you feel about that? And secondly, how does it affect the way you decide whether or not you're going to challenge something?
Well, I'm not a fan of replay, as you guys know. I would eliminate all replay other than buzzer beaters at the end of each quarter, to see if a guy got a shot off in time. But I just think almost every call in basketball is subjective. And so, in our quest to get everything right, we've got all these replays, all these challenge systems, and then there's these unintended consequences from that. So to me, it just opens up a can of worms. I'm just not a huge fan, but it is what it is. And so we've had to, kind of think about the best uses of the challenges, when to use them, when not to. It's not an exact science for sure, but you try to hang on to them for when you really need them. And for an example would be Game 3, Draymond's 4th foul. Sure felt like a charge, yeah. But those block charge calls, you just never know. They're subjective. And so if it goes your way, great. And if not, you have to take that chance.
Yeah. And we stand behind you, Steve, in the challenge. I was twirling my finger at home. And I mean, that to me was a no brainer. And then the cockamamie one on the other end where it's a foul on Randall, but then we look at the tape and it's like, ooh, Draymond had his arms on him. That's Draymond. Right. That's got to be 5, and you can't challenge it because you're out of challenges.
Well, I think that one was their challenge, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
Right?
Yep.
They called the foul originally on Randall, and then the Wolves challenged it and won. So, yeah, I mean, replay is what it is. I mean, I think officiating a basketball game is one of the most difficult jobs in sports, and every call is subjective. Like I said, this is not tennis where the ball is either in or out, I just think that it's a brutal job, and we're trying to get everything right. The league's trying to get everything right, but it's impossible to do so because that all these plays that we're talking about right now, you might see it one way, I might see it another. And so it's the refs have the same issue, right? They all see it the way they see it.
Coach, the experience that you and Draymond have in these situations, obviously it's a long resume, but as he approaches danger area in technicals and flagrants, any conversation between the two of you recently about it?
Yeah, we've talked about it, and it's one of those things. Dre is he's such a passionate, emotional player, and that's what drives him, and he knows he's just got to walk the line. He can't cross it. And let's hope we can continue this season and get out of this series and have to worry about that going into the next series, but it's something we have definitely discussed.
I thought he showed great restraint last night with a very tech heavy crew traditionally, and he emerged unscathed. I wanted to ask you, Steve, about your closing lineup last night, which I don't know if you'd planned on closing with that 5, but the plucky little 5 that went out there and almost made a game of it. What was that like from your vantage point?
They were awesome, weren't they? I mean, that was really fun to watch. They brought great energy. They turned Minnesota over. They made them keep their starters in. The ball moved. They played with pace. So that was fun. I think it's important. I don't ever discount those minutes. I think every minute counts. And those guys did a really good job of kind of setting a tone for tomorrow night.
Safe to say they start tomorrow, Steve?
Yep, they'll be in the starting five.
Lock it up. There it is. I'm going to tweet that immediately. It's breaking from the dibber. Thank you, Steve, for that little nuggy nug.
Oh, gosh. No, I will. I assume facing elimination, though, like, and again, I know you're not gonna give us any specifics, but like when you face elimination, is there a little bit more of a shorten the bench kind of a game seven vibe that you take to the game?
Well, I mean, you know, the last two games we've basically had an eight-man rotation. You know, three and four, we just went to Loon and Gary and JK off the bench, and that was it. So we can't shorten it much more than we've already shortened it.
All right, Coach. Well, here we go. We hope that this is not our last in-season conversation with you. And again, really appreciate on a day where there was a game last night and a plane flight. I'm sure everybody's tired. Thank you so much for spending a little time with us.
You got it. All right. Talk to you guys next week.
Okay. Thanks, Steve.
There it goes. Steve Kerr live in Minnesota. Backs firmly up against the wall.
Makes me feel a little bit better about their chances tomorrow. I know 11.5-point dogs and the rest of it, but he said some things in there that made me feel a little bit better.
I'd like to explore that. Yep. By the way, that was Coach Kerr, obviously, presented by Great Clips in Sports. Success is about team effort. Same's true for your hair. Great Clips, it's going to be great. Also brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supply, serving contractors, homeowners, and the community in Marin for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today. I did like the word when I asked him to describe the locker room and the plane, and he said defiant.
Yep.
Defiant. Like, I don't think that gives them any points tomorrow night, but, you know, if that's truly the characteristic that you're seeing at this stage, that's a good characteristic. They're like, no acceptance of the situation they're in, even though they're here.
Right, and I think you look at the leadership in the locker room, and there are a couple of defiant guys in there with Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green, so if they're going to be the ones to lead the way without Steph Curry, I'm not surprised that defiance is the word he used. The thing that had me a little encouraged was Jimmy Butler truly under the weather. Hopefully he feels better tomorrow, but you look at game three, and he was healthy, and the tailbone's not an issue, and he went out and had 26 field goal attempts, and he had a good game. So I think that if Jimmy's feeling okay, and I would expect that he would be, hopefully, he can go out there and be assertive again in game five.
Look, I think the Warriors, and he referred to it as a tough spot, that's an understatement.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? So I want to get that out up front. But I give them something north of 0% chance to win tomorrow night. I mean, like, this is in some way, I mean, sure, the Warriors are missing their star player, but a lot of times when you've got a team in your building and they are facing elimination, there's just this assumption that you've got it. And you know exactly what I'm thinking.
Yep.
The last two times we've gone down to Chase Center, with that in mind, the Warriors have turned out two total duds against Sacramento 2 years ago and against Houston a couple of Fridays ago. So, you know, I don't know how it actually changes the larger scenario. The idea of beating Minnesota three times in a row sounds a little far-fetched to me, but could they go win a basketball game? Could Minnesota come out cold tomorrow? Could Jimmy Butler have a wonderful night back at some semblance of health? Could they win that game? And does that open up just a whole new vibe? Because A, there's 3 days off, and B, there'd at least be some mystery as to whether or not Steph Curry's going to play.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's possible. It's sure. Not likely.
No.
It's possible.
It is. And if you look at the history of teams down 3-1, the team up 3-1 wins 60% of the time in
all?
Game five.
Okay.
So it's, there are 176 wins and 117 losses just in game five. Now, you mentioned the big caveat, which is they don't have Steph Curry.
And they're on the road.
Right.
Like Indiana's doing that right now as we speak, and I think they're trailing by 4 or 6 points at halftime.
Up 3-1, but they're up 3-1.
Yes.
On the road.
You're saying, like, how often does the up 3-1 win game five? That's what Indiana's trying to do right now, but they're on the road.
Yeah, they're trying to do it on the road,
right.
And Minnesota will be trying to do that at home against a team without its star. So that's just the historical numbers of it. And, yeah, if Jimmy feels better and you find a way to unlock pods a little bit, which is why I wanted to ask him about his confidence. And he said, you know, not great right now. Not great, Bob. 4 for 24. But then he immediately went on to say all the little things that he does. And so pods is going to get 30 minutes. Can you hit a shot, please? I mean, they need him to, they don't need him to score 25, but if he's going to take 13 shots, he needs to hit six of them.
I mean, this, I would love to open it up to, because, and again, I'm just sitting here kind of feeling this, like, just to take y'all behind the curtain. When we're sitting here having this conversation, you know, we, like, obviously we've been taking calls on this all day. But I can see social media, I can see our text line, I can see our YouTube chat, and a lot of Warrior fans, maybe not most, I don't know what the number is, but a lot of Warrior fans have big emotions right now in this moment with regard to Steve Kerr's playing of Brandon Pajemski and Jonathan Kuminga. The style, the number of minutes, how often, when, why. We asked him about both. He gave you the answers. I wonder if people accept it or not, you know, or if there's something you want to say about the way he's deploying those two players. We've got another half hour to go. 888-957-9570. We'll take your calls right now. If there's something that you want to say about the way that he is deploying those two players. If we're just talking about last night, and this is why I asked it the way I did, I thought Kuminga could have gotten there a little bit earlier in each half. I don't really care who starts. I know a lot of people are like, oh, start him. I don't know. Like, he played 30 minutes. That's a lot of minutes. I don't care which minutes. Like, yeah, play 30 minutes. And he was pretty good, and there was garbage time where, by the way, none of the players who mattered played a lot of minutes. So if the game had been close, he'd have played more than 30 minutes. So I would have put him in a little bit earlier, but I sort of accept his answer, too, because when I brought that up in the second half, he goes, well, that's what I did.
Yeah.
We weren't going to put
him in. Exactly what he did.
And I called timeout and put him in a little bit earlier. I also accept his answer with regard to Brandon Pajemski, because I just think as much as people want to dive on the box score, I agree. Like, he rebounds and he handles the ball, and there's really not a suitable replacement with Steph Curry out. And so to a degree, maybe he rides the line a little too far, but to a degree you do need to ride Brandon Pajemski's shooting slump. You got to ride it. There's just not,
there's nowhere
else to go.
You don't have another ball handler, and he is a guy who can make a three. And I know Kuminga can as well, but you have a lot of guys who you'd rather not shoot the three. To your point about Kuminga, he goes in with 5.5 minutes to go in the first quarter, which it's about the normal time. He goes in for Jimmy, and you're down two. And by the end of the quarter, I think they were up one. So he's a plus three. He plays the opening 2 or 3 minutes of the second quarter. Draymond comes in for him. He sits for 4 minutes. He comes back in. So I have no problem with his minutes allocation. And as Steve said, he put him in with 8.5 to go in the third quarter because there was things going wrong. He calls timeout. JK's in there, and he was a part of that group. Steve even said it, like, I never played that lineup before with TJD, and I think it was Draymond and Jimmy and Kuminga and somebody else, and they went out there and got motorboated.
By the way, yeah, that was like he called timeout. He brought him in, and the game got out of hand immediately. I'm not blaming Jonathan Kuminga for that. I don't even really blame anyone. The Timberwolves were awesome. They just caught fire. They were awesome. But, yeah, they brought him in, and the game got out of hand and never got back.
It was Buddy, Draymond, Jimmy, TJD, and JK. That was your five.
Buddy, Draymond, Jimmy, JK, and TJD?
Correct.
Wow. Yeah,
that's a Buddy, lineup where you're basically saying, guys, we're not looking to shoot threes. And if you go through the log, as I did earlier, you had Draymond missed a three. Jimmy missed a couple of layups. J.K. missed a layup. You had four turnovers. Buddy missed a three.
Yep.
It was a disaster, and all the while, it was Edwards, 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 Randall, Edwards, Edwards.
It's
night-night. It's over.
It's literally the lineup the Warriors have been telling us for 3 months. The output that they've gotten from that group, it hasn't worked well.
Well, that's four guys who can't shoot a three,
yep.
And then Buddy Buckets, who, you know, is pretty much your only hope. Kuminga can shoot a little bit. I know Draymond
and
in the first quarter.
Jimmy
whatever.
And Draymond are also like they can make a three, but yes, they don't make the defense freak out when they're lining up.
When that lineup goes for 3 minutes, they're down a dozen at that point. Timeout again.
Yep.
Peyton in for Buddy, Pods in for TJD, and then they proceeded to kind of steady it, but then next thing you know, they're down 20.
Yeah.
And it's all right.
Kuminga's been very good in this series. I would burn the tape of the second half. But like the whole team was bad. 888-957-9570, Josh on 580. Hi, Josh. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Yes, sir. What's going on, fellas?
How you doing?
I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. I had a good day. Not feeling too good about the Warriors, man. And I'm having a feeling that it's just like what a ride this season was, man, and how fun it was to go on. I mean, it's not over yet, but we all kind of know what the feeling is. But the ride that we were on this season was such a fun ride to watch the Warriors this year, from the 12-3 start to the triple middle to getting Jimmy to fighting to get in. I just thought we were robbed of a great series. I just can't help but to think, man, if Steph was playing, we'd be blowing these guys out, man. It just, because what Edwards did yesterday is what we watched Steph Curry do for so many years, just take teams' hearts. And we don't have anybody that can do that right now. And it's just so frustrating to watch, knowing that our guy is sitting there and we could definitely easily be winning the series. But a couple of points I just wanted to just to say is, one, Pods has to play. Like you guys said, he has to play. We have no other point guard. So even if he's playing terrible, he can't make a basket, he has to play because he's the only other point guard that we could put on the court. So we're strapped. You know, secondly, the game that they had to win was Game 3. I feel like if they didn't win Game 3 and had Lemon Booty in Game 4, which they did, and they gave it up, I really don't think they're going to get Game 5. And, you know, overall, my feeling, just to share, is just that I'm just sad, man. I think this is the best chance that the Warriors had to get another ring, another year of age on our guys. Jimmy's making $60 million. I don't know what we're going to be able to do with the roster after that. So it's just, man, it's so frustrating because it was right there. Everything was lined up so right to make a run at this. The East is, the Celtics are getting out the way. The Cavs are getting out the way. We can beat the Nuggets and the Thunder. It was right there, man. So it's just so frustrating to watch. Just wanted to share a little bit of my pain and my thoughts, man. Great show, guys.
Yeah,
talk to you later.
Josh, thank you. I don't know how close the Warriors could have or would have been or whatever. I don't want to talk about them in past tense. It's not done yet, but if Steph Curry were playing, would they win this series? Maybe. Does that mean that they could win the next series? I still think that all of it would be hard. But here's what I'll say to what Josh just said. I think Steph Curry agrees with him. When I look at Steph's body language on the sideline during timeouts, the thought bubble that is in my mind is Steph is still sitting there going, I can't believe that this is slipping away. I can't believe it. Like, and maybe, probably, this is my last best chance. Last chance? No. Last best chance? Probably.
Yeah, maybe. I mean,
probably.
You got a 48-win team, and you got the right draw in Houston, I believe, and you ended up facing a 6 seed in round 2. And not that Minnesota is a weak stick. They're not. No one in the West is weak, but I think that the draw was kind of nice for them. We talked about this going in. If you can avoid the OKC bracket, which now it seems a little bit like a cold take with the way Denver's playing. But the point is, the West is wide open and the whole league is wide open. We're probably going to get, for the first time ever, a seventh different champ in a row. It's only been done once, where six different teams win it in six consecutive years, and we have that streak going on right now. And five of the eight remaining, if they win the title, it would be the seventh different team over the last 7 years.
Right.
So parity's never been more present.
No, 100%.
And the Warriors are one of the last eight. So yeah, he is definitely probably feeling like, I mean, I wanted a bite of the apple, and I had that bite, and then he chipped a tooth.
Yeah. It's really really unfortunate.
Well, because this thing is wide open, right?
It is. I mean, I didn't love their chances, but they had chance.
Right.
But they don't without him.
Like right now, and, yeah. in this moment, 5:38 p.m. on a Tuesday, who's going to win the title?
Not the teams we thought. I mean, maybe. Maybe Oklahoma City.
Maybe
Oklahoma City.
We could have a debate over 6 of the 8.
I'd still pick Oklahoma City.
But I mean, if we wanted to have a real debate, you could just take the Warriors in Boston and put them aside and say, you probably don't. I mean, you probably don't have a great chance.
Probably don't have. Yeah, you're the two.
Yeah.
You're the two underdogs of the league now.
In the East, between those three, I mean, New York's probably going to advance, and then this Indy-Cleveland one might end up going deep, and then...
It might go deep. It might be over in an hour and a half.
Yeah, and OKC and Denver, that thing's a heavyweight bout, and Minnesota looks real, so I do think that the parity is more omnipresent than ever before.
There's no question. There's no question. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe to Willard and Dibbs on the Free Odyssey app. Wherever you find your favorite podcast, while you're there, check out our guys, Steiny and Goo, and the Joes on the Morning Roast. They're reacting to last night's loss as well. You can check out everything that they had to say. Not done yet. More time for your calls. Mike, Joel, we're coming to you in just a sec. 888-957-9570. That is the number. This is Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Brandon Podziemski, 4 for his last 24, and you talked earlier in the year about a crisis of confidence. Where is he right now after the last couple of games in terms of, you know, having the faith in his shot?
Well, the confidence in the shot is, right now is not there, but let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player, and every game you look at the plus minus at the end of the game, and he's at or near the top for our team. So he does so many other things besides shoot that are crucial for us.
Dub Nation, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game.
All right.
You're going to get people mad now.
This is where we're at. We could ask the questions and we get the answers, and I can already tell that some people accept the answers and a lot of people don't. A lot of people don't. In this moment, I get it. I get it if you're like, man, like this is painful to watch. Like, you know, you got to get pods out of there. I would still argue. I'm not really sure who's supposed to come in and do some of the other things that he does.
Well, there's that.
I fully understand the frustration, but I also don't know what the Warriors are supposed to turn to if they did take out the fan anger on Brandon Pajemski and send him to the locker room. Get him out of here. I don't know what they're supposed to do. And then there was this really, really interesting exchange also between you and him, because the conversation went to Jonathan Kuminga. And now, granted, do you have the question also? All right, check the question and the answer out with regard to Jonathan Kuminga within the offense.
Does his offensive skill set really have much more of a positive impact when he's more center in the offense, meaning, you know, stuff is run through him and he has more of a chance to have the ball and attack as opposed to playing off the ball?
Yeah, for sure. He's best when he has the ball in his hands, for sure.
And scene.
End of answer. Yeah, for sure.
He's best when he has the ball in his hands, for sure.
Follow-up question, Steve, is he second best when he doesn't have the ball in his hands? Steve, did we lose you?
You know.
The reason why that stood out to me is because most of his answers are elaborate and he goes into great detail about what he thinks and the combinations and the analytics, and that was just, yeah.
Well, I listen, if I were him, I'd be exhausted about answering questions about Jonathan Kuminga by now. I'd be guarded in terms of answering questions about Jonathan Kuminga, but I also think that leads to a really kind of a different conversation. And so this rub that has been created, and I get why this is such a dangerous spot for anybody who works for the Warriors or plays for the Warriors. It's like, okay, you make a decision. You feel like Jonathan is just not quite fitting what you're doing and what you're doing is working. You make a decision. The decision is controversial. It's got a lot of naysayers. People will say, well, wait a minute. Okay, you don't have to play Jonathan 30 minutes, but can he get 10? Can he get 12? Can he do that? And then your star goes down, so you're forced to put Jonathan in, and what does Jonathan do? Balls the hell out.
Cooks.
And so now you got people's arses on fire. Because it's like, that's been sitting on the bench. But Steve's point, and again, take it or leave it, accept it or not, doesn't matter to me. But Steve's point is, do you understand that if Steph Curry were still playing, that's not the Jonathan you're getting? Because Jonathan has to have the ball in his hands. And if Steph Curry's on the floor, Jonathan's not going to have the ball in his hands. Look, it's a conundrum, man. It is a freaking conundrum. I wonder if there's anybody who wants to meet in the middle on that. Anybody? Does anybody want to meet in the middle on, it's a conundrum, it's a puzzle that's missing a piece, it's a Rubik's Cube that's missing a sticker? Like, it's just, I don't think there's a great solution for everybody involved that exists.
Well, that's the rub of being the head coach, because he's decided that whether it's, you know, Jimmy and Draymond and Steph, whatever it is, that he doesn't play well with Steph Curry. And do you know how many minutes they've played together in this series, JK and Steph?
I would say zero.
The answer is zero.
Yeah.
So Kuminga played 13 minutes in game one, and he came in about 3 minutes after Steph went out. Steph hasn't played since. JK's played 26, 36, and 29 and a half minutes. So you asked the question before about, if Steph comes back and he's able to play in a theoretical game six, what does that mean for Kuminga?
I will make no predictions, and right, I will be surprised by nothing. Even so much as he could average 26 a night in this series and they could win tomorrow night and he could get another DMP on Sunday. I do not think that's out of the realm of possibility.
I agree. And, you know, he, for the most part, hasn't played a lot with Steph, even in the Houston series. And that's just, you know, been a byproduct of what they believe combination-wise. And that's why the answer kind of stuck out to me, because if Steph is playing, Well, apologies to Jonathan Kuminga and every other human being in that uniform. I want the ball in Steph's hands. Or if it's not in his hands, right. I want you to look for him as he's running around doing the Steph thing so we can get it back, wait for it, in his hands. So if JK's best when the ball's in his hands, and Steve said that, and Grandy, that was a great question. I kind of bastardized it a little bit, but I think I got your point across that you had written. Then JK, if he's good with the ball in his hands, then you can't be out there with Steph because we want the ball in his hands. And by the way, next year when Steph's hammy is fine, what does that mean for Jonathan Kuminga?
That was something you brought up while we were discussing this during the break, and I think it's a little bit of a too early, too hot opinion, but I get it. I get it. Like, I mean, to you, that's where your mind went when you heard that answer is Jonathan's not going to be on the team next year. And I mean, to a degree, I know a lot of people are like, he shouldn't be. He shouldn't be. I still think there's a lot of people that misunderstand what's about to take place. There's a lot of people who are like, he's going to walk. He can't walk. Mm. He can't go anywhere the Warriors don't want him to go next year.
He's restricted.
But I have no idea what the Warriors want. I would imagine that if I were Jonathan, I would want to play somewhere else. I think.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. But I don't know what the Warriors want, and I have no idea what the league's going to offer him. I mean, I have no idea. I would imagine that maybe this week he's made himself a little money.
It's interesting because
we had
Bobby Marks on about 3 months ago, and he surprised a lot of us with his $20 to $25 million a year ballpark.
And that was before getting hurt and benched.
Thank you. And then I think the value plummeted, but over the last three games, would you see he's got the ha-ha?
Well, if another team is like, well, so wait a minute, like, we don't have Steph, so you can come play with our team.
Right.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. It's not for today, obviously, but I just thought that that answer was, of all his answers, which are usually a good solid 60 seconds of thought-out expertise, like it or don't like it, and I happen to love that interview.
Well, yeah.
And I like his information, and I think that he's almost always honest.
Well, I don't think Steve and the Warriors want any more quotes on social media about Jonathan Kuminga.
Yep.
That's what I think that answer was about. And by the way, that's totally fair. There's just no win. There's no win in putting all of that out there right now. Triples for Autism is brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. You know the rules. If the Warriors hit 10 threes, that's a donation. That's a donation to the Autism Society San Francisco Bay Area. So last night they hit eight threes.
Boom, boom, ba-boom. Oh.
That means they just missed out on earning another donation from Pettinelli to the Autism Society San Francisco. Buddy and Draymond each had two. GP2, Guy, Post, Moody. The donation tracker, though, is large. It's wonderful. Triples for Autism is at 67. And another opportunity, obviously, tomorrow back in Minneapolis for Game 5. If you'd like to get involved, we would love it. Lots of ways to do it, including donating. Go to sfautismsociety.org. Triples for Autism is brought to you by Pettinelli Financial Partners and the Autism Society, San Francisco Bay Area. Pettinelli is here for you, offering financial guidance and support throughout life's milestones. Go to PettinelliFP.com. Mr. Grandy.
What?
And Mr. Dibs.
Yeah?
You know what's coming up?
I don't. I don't have the sheet, but if you're asking me and I had to guess...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
that's right. It's Warriors Roundtable.
Yeah.
Warriors Roundtable. This will be my second Kevin Dana experience of the day.
Look at you, Dana.
No, I want to thank him. He came on my class Zoom this morning.
Nice.
And he told everybody about how to be a play-by-play person for about 37 different sports. And then he also told them about what he said to us on the air that day.
Holy cats. Dana. Dirty Dana. Yeah.
Third sentence. Dirty Dana. Like, so I said something to Willard and Dibbs one time that I kind of regret.
Oh, boy.
But I'm like, but I kind of don't because it was amazing. Anyway, maybe he'll tell the story coming up on Warriors Roundtable. Full hour of Warriors talk with Kevin Dana and Gary St. Jean. It is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Would you like to do it again tomorrow?
Only if they win.
Well, we won't know that.
Well, I need him to win tomorrow, but I'll be here anyway.
Okay, we're going to take you out. We're going to do Warriors Live tomorrow.
That's right.
So you better be ready for that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow. For Dibs, for Granny, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.